My name is Claudia and I'm a compulsive overeater and a bulimic. I'm very, very grateful to be on a Greenwich. What a privilege meeting. What a fantastic group and fantastic recovery in this meeting. And I haven't had an opportunity to be here for a long time. So I'm Claudia. I'm a compulsive overeater and a bulimic. I have been in recovery for a number of years and I have been abstinent longer than 6 months. I don't want to waste any time today speaking too much about my own history because I want to focus on step four. So I will be using primarily, well, only the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous to make references, and also the AA 12 and 12. And what I'm going to take you, there's quite a lot of material to get you through. And what I'm going to be doing is explaining a bit of ideas and concepts, my own experiences, taking you quickly through the whole 12 steps, explaining the reasons why we do step four, explaining what step four is and what step four isn't, why do we need to do it in the first place, and also the absolute musts around the step four that the Big Book tells us, and also what are the promises of the step four. So what have we got to look forward to, especially when we are undertaking this process for a very first time. So without any further ado, all ideas and concepts are taken from AA literature, like I mentioned, my own research, experience of fellows, and my own experiences over the years. So using the God word, I will make reference to God of my own understanding. Please feel free to apply your own concept of higher power as you're listening. It's just for the ease of reference, I'm going to be using that particular word. My experience in life have shaped me into a human being I am today, revealing layer upon layer of painful memories and experiences. And today, all those layers, after they've been stripped off, they're revealed to me who I am today in the light of God. Every twist, turn, and backward step in recovery has taught me something new about myself with a small s. So every step backwards about my small self, what does that mean? That's my ego. And every progress, growth, and step in the right direction, it was helping me to discover who God wants me to be today. Who is the person underneath all of that addiction? Okay, so I will then, that's just about my own experiences. Now, if we go to, we can't talk about step four without going to step one. So step one, what is step one? Step one means I have a problem, okay? And I understand I'm powerless over that problem. My life is also unmanageable because of the problem I have. And what's the problem I have? It's the problem with food, compulsive overeating, anorexia, overexercising, binging, restricting, whatever, you know, the symptom is of the malady. Step two, I come to believe that I need something greater and more powerful than myself to restore me to sanity. But the step two tells me that once upon a time I was sane. Otherwise, I would be gaining sanity or learning sanity, not being restored to sanity. So that tells me once upon a time before addiction, I was a sane person, but addiction stripped me of that sanity. So this power greater than me in step two will help me to restore me to once when I was sane. I don't take step one and step two. Step one and two are not action steps. They're acknowledgement of I have a problem. There is nothing I can do about that problem. And there is something greater than me that can help me with that problem. And then step three, I don't surrender anything to the God of my own understanding in step three. That's not what I've been taught step three is about. Step three is a decision. And I think quite often we can skip that word and just say, oh, I just surrender my whole and everything to God. I can't do that because I haven't had the spiritual awakening yet. So I don't know what I'm surrendering or how to surrender. I'm still insane. So in step three, I make a decision to turn over my will and my life to the care of God as I understand him. And how do I effectively do that? I do that by taking action steps, which are steps 4 to 9. which clear every blockage and calamity that has prevented me from connecting to my higher power in the first place. Okay, so these are the action steps that are going to clear that blockage. And the big book says on page 64, even though our decision was a vital and crucial step, and what decision is it referring to, the big book? Decision in step three that I take. We cannot do what is required of us until we have cleared that what is blocking us, basically. And step 4 to 9 are action steps, clearing the blockages to God one after the other. And then steps 10 to 12 help me in growing in understanding, and I'm starting to have a spiritual awakening then. So we are in a process, all of these 12 steps, we are in a process of recreating our lives. We made a decision to give our old plans for living and to try AA's 12 step for living. The fourth step is our first action steps. It is here that we know whether we really have step 1, 2, and 3. Do we have the knowledge, the acceptance, and the decision? And step 4 is made the searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. What's moral in a 1930s language? Language that at that time is very different to a language today. In 1930s, moral means ethical. It means righteous. It means correct. So I'm making a correct inventory of my own. All the handicaps are going to come out. And the AA spiritual principles behind this step is honesty, fearlessness, willingness, and humility. I've got to be fearless to undertake this action, okay? So AA 12 and 12, page 42. Tells me following, and I'm going to read this because I'm not that clever to remember the whole paragraph. Creation gave us instinct for a purpose, okay? Without them, what are the instincts? The instincts later, it's referring to instincts because they later become character defects, okay? So instincts, without them, we wouldn't be complete human beings. Yet these instincts, so necessary for our existence, often far exceed their proper functions. Powerfully, blindly, many times subtly, they drive us, dominate us, and insist upon ruling our lives. Nearly every serious emotional problem can be seen as a case of misdirect instinct. When that happens, our great natural assets, the instincts, have turned into physical and mental liabilities to us. Step 4 is our vigorous and painstaking effort to discover what these liabilities in each of us have been and still are. Now, abstinence. There is much more to life than being physically abstinent. There is much more to recovery than having the obsession of the food removed. Being abstinent isn't much fun unless we can learn to be happy and abstinent, which is a difficult concept. To be happy and abstinent requires emotional sobriety. The fourth step is our first action step towards physical and emotional sobriety that comes together to support us. So I want to talk now what step 4 is. It's made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. It's next. So after step 3, it doesn't tell us wait 3 years to absorb, to feel, to process, to understand, to experience. It says next, go to it straight away. Next, we launched big book page 64. Next, we launched out on a course of vigorous action. Big book page 63, pardon me. Strenuous effort to get rid of things in ourselves which had been blocking us. Page 64, we had to get down to causes and conditions, what is blocking us from God, big book page 64, and thorough and honest approach, big book page 65. Now, what step 4 isn't, and this is one of the most valuable lessons I have learned, it's not a dissertation, it's not studying for a degree, okay? This work doesn't have to be perfect, it just has to be honest and thorough. Also, my step 4 is not going to go on God's fridge door, you know, where he will look at it every day, my God, and say, that wasn't good enough there, okay? Nobody will study it. Nobody will mark it. It doesn't need to be a perfect piece of writing. It doesn't need to be exhaustive piece of work dragging every single memory we ever had to the surface, okay? In AA history, Dr. Bob was only 15 years sober before he died. Okay, so he got sober in 1935, he died in 1950, 15 years only. In those 15 years, he worked with 5,000 alcoholics. What does that mean? That he helped person recover one person a day, that equals two. That tells you how long in a first AA a fourth step has taken, okay? Why do step four? Nothing can be changed until it is faced.
5 more minutes, Claudia.
Thank you. Step one is facing my disease. Step four is facing me, including the pain of the past and the ways of thinking and acting that don't serve me well any longer. These are the things that imprison me. Here is the source of feelings that lead me, because I have the disease, to the obsession of food time and time again. Who is the enemy here? People, places, and things are not my enemy. Food is not my enemy. The enemy is my brain. 6 inches between my ears is my problem. It's my enemy. My enemy is my dysfunctional way of thinking and looking at things. AA 12 and 12, page 48, uses terminology such as personality defects, defects of character, index of maladjustments. The enemy is the wrong thinking, wrong attitudes, and self-destructive behaviors that drive me to the feelings, that drive me to the food. And some of my character defects are selfishness, dishonesty, self-seeking, and fear. All these failings generate fear, a soul sickness in its own right, as AA 12 and 12 tells me. And because I'm running out of time, I'm going to go quickly to the musts and to the promises. Musts are, step four musts. There are three in the big book musts. We must be rid of our selfishness. Big book, page 62. We must be, resentments must be mastered. Page, big book, page 66. And we must be willing to grow towards it. Okay, page 69. Naturally, there will come to mind many additional things after step four we should have put on step four. We can put that on step 10. Okay. Whenever a human being becomes a battleground for instincts, okay, and that's exactly what my emotional landscape was, a battleground for instincts, there can be no peace. AA 12 and 12, page 44. I faced step four, the walls I built and fantasy world I lived in. I was always a main villain, or I was the victim of this injustice world. Don't you know how difficult my life was? I'm a child of trauma. I should just be screwed up for the rest of my life. Step four tells me the solution is here. I could slowly start to heal again. Step four promises are so many. When the spiritual maladies overcome, we straighten out mentally and physically. There are 10 of them. I won't have time to go through all of them. We cannot be helpful to people, but at least God will show us how to take a kindly and tolerant view of everyone. We ask God to remove our fear and direct our attention to what he would have us be, page 68. We have begun to comprehend their futility and fatality. We have commenced to see the terrible destructiveness of our character defects, page 70. And I've got 1 minute left, and I want to finish on this. Prison we have built for ourselves through pain, life experiences, wrong use of our God-given instincts is starting to get sun rays shine through its darkness once we complete step four. We have brought to a light a lifetime of sorrow, pain, shame, and guilt. Faith did for us what we could not do for ourselves, big book, page 70 to 71. We are now ready for someone to knock on our prison door and say, I am here. I am ready to listen. And our prison door is now open. Shackles have fallen off. And we are ready to walk out into the world, free women and men, standing in our own truth and sunlight of the spirit as peace awaits us. We are now on step 5. Thank you for letting me share.